Understand you're kicking off with African football.
Yehias, let's kick off in Senegal's capital, Dakar. That's where on Wednesday, four teams will try to book places at the 2016 Olympic men's football tournament in Brazil. Senegal will host Nigeria in the first semifinal at the CAF Under 23 Africa Cup of Nations tournament. And that will be followed by the second semifinal between Algeria and South Africa. The winners of the two matches qualify for the 2016 Olympics. And the losers will start focusing on Saturday's third place match in Dakar, because the winner of that game also earns an Olympic berth. Taking a look at the four semifinalists, Nigeria has the proudest Olympic pedigree, having won the gold medal at Atlanta 1996 and the silver medal at Beijing 2008. Senegal, meanwhile, made its first Olympic appearance at London 2012. The Senegalese reached the quarterfinals in the British capital. Algeria also has made one Olympic appearance at Moscow 1980, and like the Senegalese, reached the quarterfinals. South Africa made its only appearance in the Olympic men's football tournament in 2000, when it did not get out of the group stage in Sydney, Australia. Based on current form, I think Nigeria, led by head coach Samson Siasia, will have a tough semifinal on Wednesday against Senegal. The Senegalese were the only team to finish group play with three victories and the maximum 9 points. Senegal also scored the most goals, six in group play, and along with Algeria, gave up just one goal, the fewest amount by teams in the tournament. So, once again, Olympic berths will be on the line Wednesday in Dakar. Senegal will host Nigeria in the first semifinal, and that will be followed by Algeria against South Africa. I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
You can also follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Twitter. My handle is @VOASunnySports, and I always enjoy getting those tweets from our VOA listeners. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Turning to golf, Australian Mark Leishman is celebrating his first European Tour title after a six-shot victory at the Nedbank Challenge in Sun City, South Africa. Now, the triumph by the 32-year-old Aussie came after a scary and tumultuous year in his family. At the end of March, Leishman's wife, Audrey, was hospitalized with acute respiratory distress syndrome. She was put in an induced coma, and doctors at one point gave her about a 5% chance of recovery. But Audrey battled back, and she was able to return to their home in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where the Leishmans live with their two sons. Mark Leishman says he's drawn inspirational strength from his wife in his everyday life, as well as on the golf course. And he tells reporter Nick Dye that he's thrilled with his title in South Africa.
Oh, man, it's awesome. Haven't won since middle of 2012, so... to obviously win here is huge. It's been a while, and can't really put it into words at the minute.
But to win it in style as well, that must be so much more satisfaction. Shooting 67 to close, 19 under, runaway win.
Definitely, yeah. It was really nice to have a little bit of a buffer coming up the last day. Could enjoy it a little bit, and topped off a really good week. I played pretty well all week, and hadn't enjoyed myself off the course as well. which is important when you're in a new country. And it was just a lot of fun.
Well, it looked like it might not be fun for a little while out there. A good duel, but then you pulled away in style, didn't you?
It was. It was a good duel early on, probably till about the 12th hole, I guess, 13th hole. It was really close. I knew I'd have to play well to give Henrik a run, and lucky enough to play well and hold some putts, and it was good enough.
I think this is your ninth victory, a couple in the United States, five or so in Australia, Korea as well, but
yep.
I take it, given the ranking points, the money, the prestige of this tournament, this has to be the foremost one.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously the win on the PGA Tour was exciting, and but I finished so early, it didn't really feel like I'd won, to be honest. I finished 2 hours before the leaders. This one, to be able to walk up the last and enjoy it, and be the last to putt out, that's a lot of fun, especially with everything that's gone on with us this year, family-wise. It's been a pretty rough year, so to finish it off this way has been a lot of fun.
Well, please elaborate, if you will, because with the situation with your wife back in April, you didn't know whether you were playing the game that much more, did you?
Yeah, exactly. It looked like I was probably going to be done, and just a stay-at-home dad to take care of my boys. So to be out even playing golf is pretty awesome, and obviously to be, down there collecting a trophy, you've really got to savour that. It's not very often you get to hold up the trophy in front of a crowd, and I definitely really enjoy that, and definitely something I want to do more often.
I dare say the money comes in very nicely, but there's ranking points, there's doors opening. I don't know if you've considered a European Tour future.
Yeah, well, she brought that up in the scorer's tent, one of the officials, so I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I really don't know. I'll have to sit down and think about it. I've got a young family, and I just don't know what I'm going to do, so we'll wait and see.
Well, last question is, how do you celebrate? Will you?
I celebrate by getting on a plane in 50 minutes, fly to London, fly to New York, and then home to Virginia Beach. So dare say there'll be a few beers on the plane. And then celebrate with friends when I get back. I've got about 4 weeks off, so plenty of time to have a few beers with mates.
That's Australian golfer Mark Leishman, who won the Nedbank Challenge Tournament in Sun City, South Africa. And Mark was talking with reporter Nick Dye in Sun City.
Voice of America!
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In National Basketball Association news, the defending champion Golden State Warriors go after their record-extending 23rd victory in a row to start the season later Tuesday night in Indianapolis, Indiana. The unbeaten Warriors, who are based in the Northern California city of Oakland, will play the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers have 12 wins and 7 losses, and they'll try to slow down sharp-shooting guard Stephen Curry of Golden State, the NBA's reigning most valuable player. In NBA action Monday night, the 5-time champion San Antonio Spurs crushed the host Philadelphia 76ers 119-68. LaMarcus Aldridge, who San Antonio signed during the offseason, led the Spurs with 26 points and 9 rebounds. And French star Tony Parker added 12 points. Now, this was not your full-fledged San Antonio team, VOA basketball fans. San Antonio's head coach, Greg Popovich, rested 3 of his starters, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili and Kawhi Leonard. I think Coach Popovich knew he was going up against the weakest team in the NBA. This was the 18th win of the season for the Spurs, who have four losses. Meanwhile, Philadelphia fell to its 21st loss of the season against only one win. In other results Monday night, German star Dirk Nowitzki scored 25 points to help the Dallas Mavericks score a 104-97 victory over the New York Knicks. The Phoenix Suns beat the Chicago Bulls 103-101. Elsewhere, the Charlotte Hornets topped the Detroit Pistons 104-84. The Toronto Raptors beat Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers 102-93. Kyle Lowry scored 27 points for Toronto. This was Kobe's last NBA appearance in Canada, and he treated those Canadian fans in Toronto to 21 points. Elsewhere, the Los Angeles Clippers defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves 110-106. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Portland Trail Blazers 90-88. The Boston Celtics defeated the New Orleans Pelicans 111-93. And last but certainly not least, my beloved Washington Wizards, beloved, the magical Washington Wizards, go down to Miami, Florida, and score a 114-103 road victory. Gotta love those Washington Wizards. Finally, in other NBA news, Cleveland Cavaliers star LeBron James signed a lifetime endorsement deal with athletic apparel giant Nike. The deal extends a partnership LeBron began with Nike before he graduated from high school. Financial terms were not